Hi, everybody. Welcome to Learning with Lainey. Today, we're going to learn about cougars. Let's see what we can find out.
Learn about Aminals today!
And now my brother Henry is going to ask some questions about cougars, and I'm going to answer them.
What do cougars eat?
They mostly eat deer, but they also eat porcupines, raccoons, birds, foxes, mouse, and grass.
What do cougars drink?
Cubs drink milk from their moms. Adult cougars drink water.
Where do cougars live?
Cougars like to live alone. They live all the way from Canada to South America. They like to live where people can't see them. That can be in many different types of areas like grassy meadows, deserts, tropical forests, or mountains.
How long do cougars live?
15 years in the wild, but can live 20 years in captivity.
What do cougars do?
Cougars are good hunters. They are excellent jumpers and have great vision and hearing. They are good at being sneaky, so they can surprise their prey. To get their prey, they can climb trees to go up steep hills and swim long distance. Most animals can't escape them.
Tell me about cougar cubs.
Cougars usually make their dens in rocky ledges and under uprooted trees. This is a safe place to raise their babies. The mom births a litter of 1 to 6 cubs. Cubs are born blind and also have dark spots, so they can blend into their surroundings. The spots will go away when they get older. They leave their mom at age 2 to start their own life.
Well, bye, Mom. I better go start my own life. See ya!
Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome, Henry.
Now my brother Brody's going to make the sound of the cougar.
Wow!
I got a lot of questions from my listeners here, and now I'm going to answer some.
Alejandra wants to know, how high can cougars jump?
They can jump 18 feet, which is higher than a one-story house.
Cole wants to know, how fast can cougars run?
They can run 50 miles per hour, which is as fast as you drive on the highway.
Your brother Henry wants to know, are cougars good climbers?
They are excellent climbers. They can jump high up a tree, but also have curved claws to grip the tree.
Grandpa and Uncle Jeff want to know, can the cougars beat the huskies in the apple cup?
Good question. Let's compare the huskies and the cougars. Huskies can run 28 miles per hour. Cougars can run 50 miles per hour. Cougars are way faster than huskies. Huskies can jump 5 to 6 feet. Cougars can jump 18 feet. That's much higher than a husky. One of the main health problems for a husky is vision problems. Cougars have excellent vision to capture their prey. Huskies weigh 50 pounds. Cougars weigh 200 pounds. That's way bigger than a husky. Huskies hunt only small animals. Cougars take down larger prey up to 7 times their size.
Huskies tend to be gentle.
Cougars are ferocious, attack their prey, and won't let go until their prey is dead.
As you can see, the Cougars will definitely win the Apple Cup. Go Cougs!
Thanks to all our listeners, including Elizabeth and Emma, for sending in questions.
Thank you.
Now it's time for a joke of the day. What do cougars say before they go out hunting?
I don't know. What do cougars say before they go out hunting?
Let us pray.
And now it's time for our expert. Please introduce yourself and tell me about your history with the WSU Cougs.
Well, hi, Lainey. My name is Jason Gesser, and I currently am an assistant athletic director here at Washington State University. And my major role here is I fundraise for athletics. So we raise money for facilities, for scholarships, basically to provide everything and anything a student athlete may need in their time here, make it as best as possible. And previously, I graduated from Washington State twice. First in 1998 to 2002, and I also played quarterback here at Washington State during that time. And then as of late, this last December in 17, in 18, finished my executive MBA here as well too. So I'm a two-time graduate from Washington State University, and I love this place because I've spent a lot of years here.
Can you tell us how Butch the mascot got his name?
Okay, I can. And I had to do some research on this. As much as my involvement has been here, and as much as all high fives I've given Butch in the past, I had the research just to find this out. So here's what I found out. So our Cougar was our first mascot, and it was given to the students of WSC in 1927, and the name was given by Governor Roland Hartley. And the first name was called Butch. And the reason why we called them Butch was because of in honor of Herbert Butch Meeker of Spokane, who was a WSU football star at the time. So during that time when the Cougar got announced as our mascot in 1927, Herbert Butch Meeker was a big football player, and because they liked that name Butch and it fit, it stuck ever since 1927.
What's your favorite thing about being a Coug?
My favorite thing about being a Coug? Well, there's a lot of things. But I would say I've been told I talk a lot, so I'm going to try to just pick one. That's okay. So my favorite thing is things like this. The Cougar family having you coming up here and talking to me about this. The community that we live in, the family aspect that it has. I graduated back in 2002. And I've had people that have graduated a lot earlier than I have or a lot later than I have that are still good friends of mine. And we all look out for each other and we all watch out for each other. And we're a part of this pretty unique family that you don't find many places. And so that is probably the biggest thing what I love about being a Cougar is just that Cougar family that you can't really replace. And you can't really find in the other places as well, too.
Thank you for your time, and go Cougs!
Go Cougs!
Now it's time for I Bet You Didn't Know. I Bet You Didn't Know the Cougar holds the record as the animal with the greatest number of names. It can be called a mountain lion, a puma, and over 40 other names.
That's it for today's episode. I hope you like learning about cougars. That's also it for season one. Season two will be coming out next summer. If you have ideas for a season
2 theme, please email us at learningwithlainey@gmail.com. Thank you.
See you later, Al.